Blog Talk Radio.
I just want y'all to hear a little opening music. I don't know what I'm doing yet, but Lord have mercy, it's fun. Yes. This is the one. Ask Uncle Billy. When you really want to know, ask Uncle Billy. But if you really don't want to know about why I'm doing what I'm doing tonight, don't ask, because I'm here to tell you. The Ask Uncle Billy radio show is one-man operation, so to speak. I'm looking for some other trusted individuals to, be able to come in and do what they do and make this a very interesting situation. Tonight's show, however, is going to be all of that and a bag of chips, 'cause I know I shouldn't have hit this one. I'm trying to knock it out of the park like I did. But, hey, you got to try the best. When you're going for the test, beating out the rest, you got to do your best. So here I am, y'all, front and center. Now, I know, and it hit me just after I wrote it, but Daddy always said, boy, it's three things that you don't discuss with friends, family, or strangers. That was when I first found out that my daddy was a mind reader. I'm telling you. The first thing he said, one was politics. I wasn't but nine, so well too young to vote. I didn't know what he was talking about. You know, Daddy, what you mean don't talk about politics? I don't know nothing about no politics. He said, boy, this is for future references. When you get some friends, right now you really don't care whether you got them or not. He said, but if you get them and you want to keep them, don't discuss politics. Still didn't get it. Took me like quite a while to get it, because a lot of people didn't even understand politics, but they would try to talk it just as if they did, but the proof is in the pudding. So, okay, Daddy, you was right. You hit straight A's, home run, and all of that. You knocked it out the park with that one. Found out a little later, he was right on number two. Two was religion. I said, Daddy, what you mean? Religion is just religion, you know. By the time I was in third grade, I went to three or four different types of churches, and a Jehovah's Witness, and, you know, all of that. Who was that? Pastor up on up on Pine. I can't think of his name. He died in the jailhouse, I think. But, you know, we tried some of it. I went to Warren United Methodist Church. I went to Baptist churches, Methodist churches. I went to a Protestant-type church. I went to Catholic churches. St. Anthony's and stuff like that. Man, you know, we used to do some of everything. But I didn't understand religion back then, not in the sense of practicing religion from the standpoint of the different Bibles and stuff. I still got a Methodist Bible now that I bought in the 90s, you know, late 90s and stuff like that. So, you know, man, I pray anywhere. Since I've been through life, I have prayed just about anywhere. I prayed in mosques and Muslim temples and a whole lot of other places. And we'll do it again, hopefully, if it worked like it did. Because, you know, God's been good to me. I don't care where he decide to lay his head. I'll talk to him from anywhere. The mountaintops, the belly of the beast, or anywhere else, you know. I just wanted to let him know I believe. You know, I believe, Lord. So, you know, I shouted from the mountaintops, you know. So all of that in a bag of chips, y'all. So, yeah. Yeah, well, he was right again, though, because it's a lot of fools out there, you know. They running around now, you know, killing Christians and stuff like that because of something they might have said and all of that there. But, you know, I just do what I do because I'm glad to be here. And I'd already went to, like I said, three different churches and didn't understand any of them. And the third thing was other men's women. I was under the impression that slavery was dead, you know, no longer legal and all of that there. And so I didn't understand that one simply because it was a little bit of politics, a little bit of moral delusions and all of that there. So, you know, it was already out of the box. I didn't want to talk about nobody else's women. I was 9 years old. Yeah, I loved women then, but, you know, I loved older women that didn't belong to nobody, I hope. But, you know, all of that. Bag of chips again, you know. So tonight's show starts at 6 o'clock p.m. So call in to 1234. Yeah, all of that. 323-870-3963. Maybe we can find out why we have to beg people to do what is right when so many others died to make voting possible. Yeah, we gonna still talk about a little part of politics, religion, and everything else, because it must make sense to you when other people done died for you to be able to vote. And you won't get up off your sorry butt and go vote. You got all kinds of excuses. Don't make no sense. Just don't make no sense. Yeah, I'm head up about it. Because, golly, man, I remember meeting Miss Rosa Parks back in the 90s. I don't even remember the date, but it hung over my head after her saying that, you know, she wasn't just tired. She was just tired of people telling her where she couldn't sit on a bus that was supposed to have been public. So, you know, let's get rid of some of these stigmas and stuff now, because it's time for us, God dog, we get up off our bus and start doing something for ourselves. Now, I don't know where y'all want to take this conversation or even how you going to accept it, but let me tell you this. I got a mindset that all of those people that died going from end to end on the faces of the earth to try to make things better for us, and now we won't get up and help ourselves. I got a problem with that. So if you got a problem with me and this show and anything else I do, yeah, you got to dance to the music, because I ain't running off. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to the end, through thick and thin. Yeah, all of that right. But guess what? That ain't all. As I said, my father was not a politician or anything. He was just always for right. If he'd have known that all of it was coming to this, he'd have told me to not disregard some of that because I had a fight on my hand because he knew that I was going to stand up for what I felt like was right. That's the way he raised me, and that's the way he wanted me to be. But, Lord have mercy. I've never seen so many God dog me crazy people in my life. And then you turn around and try to give them something to help themselves, and they take it and misuse it and abuse it. And then they want to blame their sorry self on somebody else. No, you can't keep doing that over and over again. Because if you're not going to fight back for yourself, yeah, I take it off your shoulders. I take it off your back. Blame it on me. Because I want to do better. I want my kids to do better. And I want my kids to think a hell of a lot more of themselves than their daddy sat down on them and didn't do the right thing. Yeah, we need to vote, and if we could, vote twice. Yeah, you ain't doing nothing else. And, yeah, I blame you for some of the problems we having. Because people like you is the one that's holding up the mule train. Yeah, we can't get on without you, but and without your vote, we stand a good chance of losing. But still, I ain't got no reason, but we ain't going to win no how. You with that losing attitude and trying to do something that's virtually impossible all the time, keep shooting for the moon. You ain't even got dog meat, reach the ceiling in your own house. You can't even stand up as a man because you know you ain't doing what you supposed to be doing. You ain't voting. You ain't doing what you was meant to do. You're doing something you have to do because you wouldn't do the right thing when you was younger. So, yeah, I blame it all on you. And now that you're able to do the right thing, you don't want to do nothing. Well, listen to some of this music and see how much you like it. Yeah, I don't have it organized yet, but it's just like you.
Come by the family.
got a bucket and a rope, three whales. Now, all I'm trying to do, y'all, is get you all to think about some of the things that's been holding us up, holding us back, and keeping us down. Because sooner or later, it's got to come to somebody's attention that it's not just all of us. We're not just seeing things. We're not just hearing things. It's actually happening. You know, it ain't no mirage. And when your kids come home and tell you certain things happen, you go to saying, you sure? You sure? You want it to be wrong so bad. You want it to be, you want the kids to be wrong. Y'all just guessing and y'all trying to get something started. Them kids is right. They saying what you've been saying for years, and then you just scared to address it. So let's get out of some of this rut we in with ourselves, disrespecting ourselves all the time, disrespecting our children. Now we disrespecting the world by not voting to vote. All of you all that's not voting, please, wear a badge. I didn't vote because I didn't think it was right or whatever, for whatever reason. Just let the world know that how big of a fool you is. You know what I'm saying? And then I guess in 50 years or so, it'll come out. Look how big a fool they was. They wouldn't even vote when it was time for them to move up and move out and get up off the ground. They wouldn't even get up. And, you know, all of that. All of that. But tonight's show is symbolized by the State Fair of Texas, Mr. Al Wash at ALW Enterprises, y'all. It's people that know that only a select few are allowed to address some of the problems we have, and these are the select few that's been chosen. They come in knowing that, you know, we're in a startup situation, y'all. We ain't never been in this type of situation in our lives, in our history, to be able to put somebody in office that's going to at least try to put something in start mode that's going to help us get out of the rut. And look what we're doing. We have to force each other to vote. We have to talk to one another about doing the right thing. Quit trying to vote to make friends and do the right thing. And guess what? We still don't want to move. We still don't want to get up off our sorry butt. We have to be told over and over again, this is the most important election ever in the history of the United States. They've never had one president put in. They stopped President Obama from putting another Supreme Court judge in office, y'all. Y'all see, y'all try to keep up with the world by bits and pieces. If somebody don't tell you about it, you ain't gonna know about it. Ain't that, did you hear what I'm saying? See, yeah, this is my night to do all the commentaries that I want to do, and that's what I'm doing. So don't get down on me for doing what I've been doing for 9 years. See, but a lot of y'all don't know that because you only see what you want to see, and you only hear what you y'all got selective hearing, selective seeing, and selective movement. Because you ain't gonna bust a grape unless somebody bring it to you, put it under your feet, and make you stand up. Good wonderful evening. Did you forget the number? I am already, but I'm on air.
Oh, okay. Tell me later.
No, no. Call me into the show. I'm just talking about voting.
Oh, okay.
You got the number? All right. Yes, yes, yes. The job is getting harder and harder because, you know, people want to do it on their time. Well, sometimes your time is not the right time, and their time is your time, and you just don't know it. So, you know, whatever the problem might be, look, the time is now. Vote, people. Come on, get in with it. Get in with the times. Now is the time. So get up off your duff, vote, and let's celebrate at the end of the year that at least you did the right thing. See what I'm saying? Because we need you to help us get out of this rut. Because it's a rut that we're in, you all. It's a rut that we're in simply because as we were trying to come out of Africa without passports and everything, you know, unwanted vacation, unwanted trip, you know, we didn't know what we was getting into, but we came in. Those were our forefathers and all of that. But, you know, had they known that it was going to be this rough, I think they'd have fought a little harder. But anyhow, we're here now. We worship where we are because we're in a great society that just don't understand. So, it's our job, it's our duty to do the right thing, get us out of the rut that we're in, and start the movement. So with that being said, Lord have mercy, y'all, let's do something. If it ain't nothing but vote or tell somebody else to vote. If you get 10 people to vote, that'll almost get you out of it. But you got to tell somebody else. You got to tell them in numbers, large numbers of people. And that's the least that you can do. But I'd rather you vote yourself. That way you know you counted. And let's get on with it. And got a caller right here. And I'm pretty sure she'll be one of the first ones to tell you. Dr. Moffitt, I'm just telling the folk, If it's been any better time in life, in the world, in Black America, to vote, the time is now. And we really need to get some of these people off their duff. I know they're getting ready to listen to the
debate.
First debate between two people that they keep saying, don't nobody want. I want Miss Clinton in there because I have my personal reasons. And like Daddy said, you ain't got to discuss all your reasons why you do politics and whatever. And I'm glad I know that. So I'm just going to leave that part out. But I believe that if she becomes our next president, it'll be great for African Americans. And
I agree
great
with that.
For the political side of Black America. So with
absolutely.
That being said, I've been ranting and panting for the last 30 minutes. I'd like for you to take over for a few minutes and let me rest.
Okay. All right. Are we talking about voting today?
You talk about whatever you want to. I was talking about voting because as I was writing in my show for the night, I remembered that. Daddy said, boy, it's three things you don't talk about with friends and family. I said, well, I'm really glad that a lot of these people aren't my friends and family right now. So I'm going to talk about all three of them. I've been talking about politics, religion, and other people's wives. So, you know, it's Monday, and it's just my day to rant and pant. So but it's up to you to break the cycle. So you talk about whatever you want to. It's all good.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, I actually want to have a word about voting and not missing out on an opportunity that, you know, you should take advantage of, and that's to vote and have a say. We don't always, you know, write in to our congressman or congresswoman or whoever's in charge, but, you know, we really should. But in the meantime, you know, this is an opportunity for you to have a say as it relates to who is going to lead us over the next 4 years. And whatever your goals are in life, you need to look at, you know, these candidates and decide, you know, okay, you know, if, and think about whether things are going to get better for you to reach those goals. Like as a small business, I'm looking, you know, for whoever is going to, you know, make a difference when it comes to helping small businesses. I feel like there needs to be even more support for us. And I, you know, just feel like Hillary is going to make a difference there. And so don't miss your opportunity to get out and vote. Don't miss the opportunity to help other people get out and vote. And, you know, just start asking people, do you plan to vote? Do you need a ride to vote? So let's take it old school and get people back, you know, into in those lines to, you know, have a say as it relates to who's going to lead us. That is so important. Well, I'm Coach Liz Moffitt, and actually excited about the opportunity to be on tonight for a few minutes to cover for Uncle Billy. I know he's been doing a fantastic job talking about voting and anything else that came to mind tonight, but I wanted to take this opportunity to introduce myself, Coach Liz Moffitt, President and CEO of the Christopher Quinn Group. We are a human resources outsourcing firm, and we work with businesses that don't have a need to have a human resources department, so we become their HR expertise. So in doing so, we help them become compliant or remain compliant. We help them, you know, connect with payroll companies that, you know, will help keep them compliant on, from a payroll perspective. And as well, we help them find companies that work with small businesses so that they can offer benefits to their employees. So there's a lot that, you know, you should pay attention to as a small business. I know a lot of people want to start a small business, but it's not for everybody. But those that do, they work really hard. And I know how challenging it is to keep, you know, good workers working for a small business until you get to that point to where, wow, we're doing really great. And people want to, you know, stay with you and help you reach your goals as a small business owner. So and being the human resources expertise, we know how to go out and find the right individuals that are going to, you know, work for your organization and do a good job. And so, you know, one of the things that I talk with small businesses about, because, you know, sometimes we want to hang on to people forever, but sometimes that's just not the goal that they have in life, to stay in the same place for, you know, 15 years anymore. Sometimes you might get 3 to 5 years, you know, out of that person's talent and abilities. And I think that's important. While you have them, get as much as you can as it relates to what they can offer you and what they can do and how they can help you move your business forward. So don't be disappointed when someone leaves, you know, after 3 to 5 years, because 3 to 5 years, that's a lot of impact that they can have on your business. And so the other part of that is knowing how to hire the right person. And so we help with helping you figure out how to go about doing that. That's really important. Now, on the other side, we also do career coaching. And career coaching, of course, is still, you know, getting its name. And we're doing really well with helping individuals learn how to realize their value. And what I mean by realizing their value is we have a tendency to not think so highly of ourselves and the skills and abilities that we have. And so when it's time for you to make a change or transition into a new job and you have to go through that interview, then sometimes you just mess it up because you haven't done any preparation and you have not put any time into getting to know who you are, getting to know what skills you have, and getting to know who and what company would pay you your value to use those skills and abilities that you actually have. So I'm hoping that you've had a wonderful day, wonderful Monday. The weekend was really good. And, of course, the day was beautiful. I know it rained, but I tend to like nature. So I was, you know, watching out the window the few minutes that I did have today and just enjoying life and enjoying nature. Sometimes I get, you know, little squirrels in the yard, and it's just amazing to see how they don't have to worry about anything other than, you know, staying out of the way of a car driving by. But it's just important to think about how much pressure we put on ourselves on a daily basis, because after a while that's going to catch up to us. And, you know, stress causes all types of diseases like high blood pressure and, diabetes and other stress-related illnesses. And so when you work with a coach, it's important to realize that this is a person that's going to help you not be so bogged down with everyday life. You don't have to be bogged down with everyday life. It's important that you know how to get yourself out of a rut, and a coach will help you do that. So do some research, get to know what a coach does and what a coach can do for you, because if you think about it, most successful people have a coach. And don't think about what you can't afford. Think about what you should afford when it comes to finding a mentor, finding a coach, finding a counselor. Sometimes it's important to even go and, you know, and talk to a counselor. Real key to get past that stigma of going to see a counselor or a psychiatrist if you, you know, can't deal with life on your own. Go to people that are trained to know how to help you. And so I just felt like I needed to say that. Not sure, you know, who's going to hear this or who needs to hear this, but I just think it's important. I don't sit back and, you know, and wait on life to take me down. I'm looking for someone who can, you know, who can help me get through situations and circumstances. Even though I'm a coach, I have my own coaches that I go to. As a business owner, it's important to know that, you know, there's business coaches out there to help you learn how to be more successful. They will also help you learn how to move your company forward. And if you find the right person, they'll tell you, okay, you've got way too much on your plate. You're trying to accomplish too many things at the same time. Let's go at it one thing at a time. And so that's what my coach does for me, because I come up with two or three ideas a week and I want to put them all in place right now. And pretty much not possible unless you really want to work 24/7. And most small businesses, you know, really don't want to work 24/7. But, you know, sometimes we do. So I think if you're thinking about, you know, getting into business, make sure you have the right people around you.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that 150%. And the thing is, you know, when you're going into business, all of the time, the people that you start off with, you don't end up with. Because of the differences in opinions that's being left out as you all are calculating the problems that you're going to have and how you're going to get through them. And sometimes that, unbeknownst to you, will begin to weed somebody out. But they, you know, because of whatever reason, will stay there and stay there and stay there until that pressure burst, as a lot of people say, and then all hell breaks loose. But it did, and at that time, it probably has an adverse effect on the company. Might set the company back 1 year, 2 years, or even, you know, three, simply because had that person explained that from the front, you know, it wouldn't have been as large a problem. But, you know, we all have to go through with that when we first start engaging in doing something. Yes, like my problem was I didn't identify my children's age as a problem, but when I got ready to start directing which way money and position within the company and stuff was going to go, I was doing it by the level of my personal thoughts, and it really a lot of businesses cannot and don't run on personal thoughts. They run on money and proper direction. And so it really stuck me in a rut. It taken me a couple of months at least to back out of what I thought I was going to do and start doing something else. So I'm still in startup position because of that. But with the coach's help, Uncle Billy will be back on track in no time. So God is good. So with that being said, there's a lot going on that, like I was saying earlier, some people fail to realize how, unbeknownst to them, their decision on whether to vote or not to vote is being, you know, talked about and pushed around because they don't understand, you know, what do my vote mean so much? Why do my vote mean so much? Your vote was calculated in a number of which you've been unaccountable for years, you know, and that was in the numbers of the disenfranchised and the hardly ever looked upon as a human and stuff. It was by dedication to a certain part of this industry and, you know, the world, because, you know, you haven't been classified, and, you know, at a time when it's almost mandatory to get classified and start trying to look, hold your head up, it's a shame that you still got your head down and in the sand, thinking that you're going to be like an ostrich, bury your head in the sand, and when you come back up, everything's going to be all right. Well, see, that don't work no more. What they did, what they said was they wasn't eating the ostrich head no how. So they ate the rest of it. And that's the way you're going to go under, because it don't work anymore. You got to take your head out the sand and start doing, placing the facts and doing what you need to do in order to help everybody, not only yourself. Your vote means a lot. And until you realize that, we're going to keep on trying to drum it in. Because as I was speaking to the Democratic Party today, I heard a little couple of voices saying, you know, in my head, because of the message I was getting from the person I was talking to, is this really relevant? Well, yes, lady, I'm trying to get you to understand that without our vote and our recognition of some of the Democratic players, then, you know, we don't have a clue to who to try to support and who not to. We need to start getting this word out now. Black folk depend on knowing at least a little something about you or something before they will vote for you. Be you Republican, Democrat, or whatever. I know it's a lot of them faking and shaking, but black folk need to know beforehand, well beforehand, so that they can make their own decision. Because sometimes they make a decision based upon who they like and why they like them. I got a lot of people that told me they kind of like Donald Trump because he mean. I said, for a fool, I know that's your vote and that's your decision, but don't tell me about it no more. Go on, go somewhere else, you know. And I let them know how I feel, and I know I shouldn't all the time, but some of them are supposed to be smarter than that. You voted for him because he mean, because you like bloodthirsty folk. You know, well, if you're a pirate, you go ahead on. You know, do what you want to do. Just don't come tell me about it no more. I'd rather talk to these crazy folk. But based upon that theory, I'm going to keep bugging the Democratic Party so that I can get some of these recognizable faces or names up on some of my websites. I told the lady I would be displaying another website at the end of the week. And as y'all know, Uncle Billy don't lie. So I will be displaying a third website by the end of the week. Welcome to Uncle Billy's World. It's already up and popping and jumping. I want to thank Mr. Al Wash in the State Fair of Texas. They allowed me to represent them this month, and I'm getting great feedback. We'll be getting greater feedback tomorrow and Wednesday. Hopefully I'll be at one of our major barber shops doing a discussion, the same type we're having tonight, you all. Who are you voting for and why are you voting? Why are you not voting? And all of that going to be involved, you know, because it's just an open discussion. But it's hopefully it will be at one of our rather trusted barber shops where a lot of different cultures might come and, hey, just be on and popping. Y'all know how Uncle Bill do it. So it's that, and we're going to begin advertising our shows in advance here in the next upcoming couple of few days. Hopefully by week's end and maybe next week, we'll have a schedule that's going to be partially complete. I know because I can't reach some of the people that I really want to reach and ask and make this request to. Plus, I need a farm design. I'm just telling you all everything that I need so that one of y'all might come up with it. But I've got a few things on my computer, but, you know, Uncle Bill is not computer literate. So, but I'm having fun. I learned how to download music today. Something I never would have thought I'd learned by myself, you know. So, but it's fun, and as the doctor, I mean, as Coach Liz was saying, you got to be around people that's going to, it's their business to make you a success. You know, you keep being around your haters and your people that want to see you down. I know you kind of realize it later in life, but really you need to know it now. You need to try to find out who's actually on your side so that you can move on. You know what I'm saying? You know, don't wait another 10 years like Uncle Billy did. Just do what you do and do what you do best. Stop putting it to the test. And because if that friendship ain't made it in this long length of time and you don't have it complete and you don't have the trust, that's probably not your friend. So, you know, it's time to move on. It's time to either show up or get up. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's kind of harsh that Uncle Billy talks like that, but it's a fact, and it's a fact of life. You know, if you ain't helping me get up, what's the problem? You know I'm down, and you got the means to help me up, but you ain't made no dash to say, Uncle Bill, can I help you? Uncle Bill, can I do this? You know, I know this will take a little pressure off of you. Yeah, do this, do that. And so, you know, I have these kind of talks with my kids when they be telling folk about their friends being down or my friend going the wrong direction. Well, if you're true to the game and that's your friend, you're telling the wrong person. You know, it's just like when you go into a restaurant, especially a friend's restaurant, and then you come back out and you say, oh, man, well, them potatoes wasn't really good. You know, wait a minute. Why did you come out of there to tell somebody? How come you didn't go to the manager and say, look, everything was pretty good, but them potatoes and so-and-so, so-and-so. You see what I'm saying? Quit being a partial friend and be a true friend, and you go to the owner or the manager and you tell them your dislike for their place. Because when you go to other restaurants, you let it be known as soon as you get up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just telling you something I know. I ain't telling you nothing I heard. So, you know, let's just keep it real. My little nephews don't use that 100 thing no more. They said, let's keep it 1,000. You know, and I'm trying to get them to improve on that. Because, y'all, we got to stop faking and shaking. I was talking with a young lady on yesterday about the possibility of transportation. I was telling her that I don't drive, but I like good forms of transportation. And I told her how much I'd pay the driver to take me to my nephew's prayer vigil on Thursday night. And she said, what? I said, yeah, well, you know, that's what it took at the time. I said, I didn't know all of that. I didn't know it was going to cost all of that because, you know, I move by faith. Get there when you get there, you know, as long as it's on time. If you get me there and I'm not late, you do your part, I'll almost pay you what you think it costs, what you think it's fair. But, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, that's the way I roll. And I guess that's the reason I get along good with some people and don't with some others because, you know, they still got their haters out there, y'all. Yeah. So, so I paid a pretty nifty buck, you know, to get over there. But then somebody else said, well, golly, that's a lot. I said, but I was there on time. And I really enjoyed seeing the family members that I wanted to see there, you know. And they said, well, I guess. I said, well, you know, you don't deem it a success because of the amount I paid. I said, well, with that included in the whole evening, I guess it was a pretty penny, but guess what? I was happy. I was happy. I was satisfied that the members of the family that I wanted to see me there,
mm-hmm.
and for the same reason I was there, was to see most of them and see if they really stand by their words, family
mm-hmm.
to the end, you know. It was that, you know. The young man was truly loved. He was
mm-hmm.
loved by school individuals that before him didn't even like black folk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they openly stated that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he was loved by just about everybody that came in contact with him. And the
mm-hmm.
line was so long. The line was so long for individuals to keep speaking. They was gonna go well over the 2 hours I was supposed to been there. And
wow.
I left early because I saw the line. You know, I said, this boy here, he showed up, took after his Uncle Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he had folk there that it just pleased me so much, you know,
mm-hmm.
to know that he had, in his very short span of life, accumulated that many types of different friends in his
mm-hmm.
in his short lifespan. So I really appreciated that. And had the chili dogs when I got home. But it was worth it. It was really worth it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Well, with
sometimes
that all being
just gotta
said,
do that.
Coach Moffitt, you got 8 minutes to tell the world what you want to do with Ask Uncle Billy Show and how you want to grow and bustle and hustle and move on and have fun at the same time.
Okay.
You can tell them anything you want to. I don't have my music organized enough, so we go end the show with whatever you have to say. Great. And we're going to move it on.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Uncle Billy. Again, my name is Elizabeth Moffitt, or Coach Liz Moffitt. And how do I want to – I just feel like this is a great opportunity for me and my business to be able to talk about what we do and why we do what we do, because we do find – you know, a lot of people in our industry that need our help that just have fallen short of understanding their true value and what they have to offer. And when you lose that, then you really lose a lot of yourself as it relates to being able to talk about, who you are and where you're trying to go. And how quickly do you want to get there? Of course, sometimes you want to move tomorrow, but that's not realistic when you actually think about it. So we want to use the show as an opportunity to reach the masses as it relates to just helping you to realize what career coaches do, why we do it, and why it's so important that we do it, because it's we reach a lot of people that are so down on themselves that it takes a while to help them to figure out what to do next, what to say next, what not to say, and when to say it and when not to say it. And that's, you know, because people have stopped really thinking about themselves. And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, not to think about yourself, because if you don't, nobody else is going to do it for you. So you have to get to the point to where you understand what it means for you to say, hey, I know I can do this job, or I know that I can run this company, or I know that this is where I'm supposed to be at this point in my life, and understanding that without them being there themselves, that, you know, and understanding it themselves, that they're not going to move. And so I've actually been in that situation where, you know, I've really wanted to quit my business because, you know, it's hard. And most people that go into business say, you know, if I'm going to work this hard for corporate America, I may as well do it myself. Well, I think I was probably one of those people that actually said that. And there were times that I actually regretted it because it's a lot of work. But there's a lot of gratification to it if you do it, you know, if you end up doing what you love doing. And it's more than just helping people. I hear so many people say, I want to help people. Well, how do you want to help people? Because a lot of people want, you know, to help themselves. And sometimes it's just a matter of leading them to the right place for them to help themselves. So when you think about, you know, how you want to help and what you want to do, really put your whole heart and soul into it so that you're not struggling 3 years down the road or 3 months down the road saying, okay, this is harder than I thought. I'm going back to corporate America, and that's just what I'm going to do. So I've been in that position before where I thought about, you know, turn it around and saying, okay, what was I thinking about? But now 12 years in, you know, it's been years since I've thought about, you know, giving up on my dream and going back into corporate America. Corporate America is now my client. And so you just have to put your mind to what you want to do. And once you do, then you're set. You're really set, and you have to keep your vision in front of you. If you don't keep your vision in front of you, then you will have a tendency to end up going down the wrong road. But if you keep your vision in front of you, you will actually end up, you know, doing far more than what you expected your business to do, or you'll be in a position that you didn't even think that you were capable of being in. But you need a vision statement, and that vision statement needs to, you know, have a timeline to it. A lot of times we just set goals and, you know, and visions and say, okay, I'm just going to do it. Well, when you don't put a timeline to it, you just give yourself an opportunity to back out. And when you keep giving yourself the opportunity to back out, at some point, you know, you're not going to try to meet that goal anymore because you're going to get tired of failing. And failing is part of the whole show. If you don't fail, then you're not doing something right. And you can't beat yourself up about it. Look at what you learned from it and move on. And so I really want and look to this opportunity to just influence people, help them realize that they have value, that they are important, they have a voice, and they should use their voice more often, because you can't keep sitting back and waiting on somebody else to do it for you. You got to do it on your own. That's what I want.
And with that being said, we are going to break for tonight and start back tomorrow evening with another hour show. And as I said, the shows are going to be moving up and moving out. We're going to be out in the hood. We're going to be at some places that you'd never think we would be, simply because, like Coach Moffitt said, the world is her client. The corporate America is her client. And we have to meet and address and let those clients know what we're here for, what we're doing. And, hey, keep you all happy with the music and the voice and the opportunities that exist through talk radio and whatever we present on those days. You know, we have a pretty secure lineup that's going to be starting in a couple of weeks, and we aim to please. Tell us what you want. Tell us what you need. And you know Grace $5 is coming. So I've spoken with some people about it. I've written a couple of notes about it. So pretty soon we're going to start hearing from Grace $5. What's the real deal, y'all? So I have some clients that's requesting some information this week, which only I can deliver. And so I'm going to be out and about in the neighborhood. And if you find Uncle Billy, you might not have to pay your way inside the pile. You might not have to buy a gremlin ticket. You might have some fun just by seeing Uncle Billy out there again. So with that being said, I'm sorry to say my time is up. This show is over for the night. We'll talk with you in a few minutes, Coach. And we will make this your first in a million shows. Coach Moffitt and Uncle Bill. So y'all have a great night. Y'all know what time it is. It's domino time. I still haven't had that game, but guess what? It's coming. Y'all have a great evening, and I'll talk with you later.
Bye.
Black man out.